Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies.
Lifting the Alleghenies to new heights.
Hidden homelessness is homeless individuals that you don't see. They are staying in an abandoned building, in an alleyway, in a park, or a hotel that have no real housing options. Because we are a rural area, you're not going to always see a lot of people on the corners like you would in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh.
That was Danielle Bowers from the Martha and Mary House, a Cambria County homeless shelter.
Lisa Wingard at the Next Step Center, a homeless shelter in Somerset, has noticed this too.
Rural homelessness is people couch surfing, staying in an abandoned building, in a train tunnel.
It's a hard problem to quantify.
We have a harder time finding it because it's not where we can see it. It's not out in the open.
It may sometimes be hard to see, but it's everywhere.
Somebody knows something. Somebody knows someone who's homeless. Just because it's not in your face doesn't mean you don't do anything about it.
Luckily, there are organizations working to combat this.
Again, Danielle Bowers of the Martha and Mary House.
One of the things we have been trying to do here is to educate our community on homelessness. We are actually going to be doing poverty simulations and reaching out and having different community events to discuss what homelessness is and ways the community can help.
Because identifying homelessness in rural areas is so difficult, the Next Step Center performs a point-in-time count twice a year. These counts help link individuals in need to resources.
The program is remarkably effective, Lisa Wingard explains.
We sheltered 62 people last year. Out of those 62, 47 of those had moved into permanent housing within a 30-day to 6-month stay here at the shelter.
Both the Martha and Mary House and the Next Step Center make efforts to ensure that those they help continue to thrive. Danielle Bowers describes how the Martha and Mary House does so.
When all of our residents leave us, we make sure that they are leaving if they need clothing, toiletries, or housewares. We're helping them to get those. We're also giving them additional resources that if something would happen down the road, they have those numbers.
The region is fortunate enough to have two proactive organizations striving to address rural homelessness. Though, every individual can help to eliminate this problem.
When you're walking down the street, if you see someone going into an abandoned building, keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on people who you see are resting in a park, because those are a lot of the people who are our hidden homeless. And a great way to help them is to give them care packages, but also to give them information as to here's where you can turn for help. The biggest thing is making sure that we're all working together, because it takes all of us and we can all learn from each other.
You can also help by volunteering and supporting the organizations working to combat homelessness.
You can contact the Martha and Mary House at 814-254-4413.
You can reach the Next Step Center at www.nextstepcenter.org or at 814-444-8588.
And above all, recognize that this is a significant problem for which you can be a part of the solution.
So many people just don't understand. These young girls, young guys, homeless because things could not work out for them, know that they are here.
That was Ann Burley, a woman receiving support from the Next Step Center. I am Ayanna Sellers.
And I am Justin Rovder. Inclined to Care was produced by students participating
in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers
and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
is available at
cfalleghenies.org.